think you can see pretty much what the intent was going into the draft, where we not only had a need, but we also were able to put ourselves in position to help ourselves out from the standpoint of the quality of the player. We've talked about the first three rounds, so I'll just jump right into the afternoon. We felt like in Thompson, we had a guy that would actually honestly go very well with Landon Collins. Thompson has played corner, as you know, the majority of his collegiate career. He's a good cover guy. He's fast. He can play in the center field position. You know, there's no way around it. You're going to have to bring him down the line of scrimmage on occasion. But as we go forward, it would be, if we could create it, we'd create it the other way around. It also been said that Thompson can play some nickel. So we do have some guys that can play over the slot, and we'll just have to play that out as we work. In Jeremy Davis, we took a big wide receiver that's also going to be a contributor on special teams. So you had a guy whose the production isn't the greatest. I'm not going to – you guys know more about the collegiate numbers than I do and the different teams. But Davis is a big, fast wide receiver who catches the ball well. I don't know that he's going to separate the way some of the people that we have would, but he's going to – contribute on special teams as well. And in Bobby Hart, we took a guy that's played pretty much four straight years for a team that won a national championship, a truly a football university that has been outstanding in collegiate football for a long, long time, a hard-nosed outfit. This guy's played a lot of football. There's some things we'll probably have to do to shape exactly how that works with him. In terms of the guard, the tackle position, he's shown the ability to play both. But we'll establish that when we get him in here. Overall, we made the maneuver. We traded up to be in position where we would take a player that we really felt would help us. In doing that, there were a couple of opportunities for choices that were subtracted. But overall, that's what the price you have to pay sometimes to get the player that you want in the program. So the draft, with the exception of the free agent part of it, which we do have some numbers that we are going to have to jump on here right at the conclusion of the draft in free agency, and hopefully we'll do well there because, to be honest with you, there's always opportunities for people to make your team that come out of that collegiate free agency. So we will... We'll approach that as soon as the draft ends and then be able to put together not only our 90 roster, but what we're going to do with our rookie minicamp, which some of the players that are currently on our roster are eligible to be involved in that, which is a good thing, and then the rest will be a tryout camp as well. Any questions?
You talked about the intent going in. Was need more of a focus this year than years past because of some of the holes on the roster?
Nope. This is a franchise that in all the years that I've been around, you may have some legitimate battles over things of this nature, but the best player is going to get taken. And sometimes it looks as if, wow, gee, we already got people at that spot. But that's over the years, that's been proven the way to go. And this organization does not change from that policy.
Well, then, at the beginning, it does look in the first three picks. It looks like those.
If you can match them up, that's what you obviously want to do.
That's kind of the dream scenario for you guys going in.
You have needs, and you need to fill them. But you know, sometimes as you sit there and look at the players come off the board, it doesn't work that way. We put ourselves in position with the number two spot to accomplish both, and also the number three spot worked out very well for us in that regard as well.
You talked about Thompson kind of complimenting Collins a little bit. I know they haven't even gotten on the field yet, but would you be okay with two rookies back there?
Let's see how that plays out. We're glad to have those two young men here and competing for that very situation, but let's let it play out.
For the most part, this is going to be your roster for this season now. How much do you think you guys have improved, and where do you sort of see the biggest improvement or additions over at a big picture?
Take a look down the line right here.
Well, I'm talking about line. You did this and free agency. You put it all together. change from the roster at the end of last year to now?
Yeah, there's been some changes. Not quite as many, I don't think, as a year ago, but there's been changes. There always are. There's a certain percentage of your roster you know is going to change throughout the course of free agency and through the draft. So, you know, we're excited about those that we have here from a free agent standpoint. We're anxious to get them on the field and out of the meeting rooms. That'll take place this week for us, and the rookies will be here so we can take a look at them this weekend and put them right in the program the following week. So,
is there a specific area, though, after all these changes, that you think you're significantly better at?
I'm not going to say that now. I hope we're better all. We should be better in all the spots. That's the purpose of going out in free agency and bringing in players that you hope can help you, not only on offense, defense, but certainly with Harris on special teams.
Tom, some years, you know, it turns out you get really faster or you get a lot of big-time playmakers on offense. Do you think in the last 3 days your team got bigger and stronger and maybe a little tougher?
That's the intent. That was one of the intents, and faster, too. Certainly younger. The roster will end up being younger.
Coach, I know you like to have numbers at each position. It looks like you have, I think, 12 receivers. I mean, can you realistically get all those guys snaps?
It won't stay that way. You have a number that you have in mind for camp. Mm-hmm. You're going to work with that number. And if that number happens to be whatever the position might be over, then you're going to have to adjust.
With no rookie minicamp last year, you brought the rookies right in and jumped in with the veterans. Will they jump in with the veterans right away this week before the minicamp?
No, they can't. They don't get it on Thursday.
Okay.
Once the rookies are here, the veterans are out the door. They cannot be really here, other than the guys that are presently here eligible. We do have a few.
Do you like that, then? Do you like the opportunity to get back to a rookie minicamp, or did you like what you had last year?
We've done minicamps forever, so, I mean, that's probably the way that I would prefer it. Sometimes it doesn't fall that way. And sometimes where you are with your team, they just roll right in anyway, regardless. But this gives us a chance to introduce the fundamentals of fundamental concepts, the terminology, et cetera, on a little bit less scale in terms of the intensity of it, and then take them on the field. And I think that'll help some of these guys be introduced to where we are.